Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of September 2018, and this is the 876th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's morning, I'm sitting on my stoop, and I'm sitting here because I realised I was beginning to feel a bit stressed about what I needed to do this week and also the upcoming 6 weeks of this intensive course, and then going off to Europe for a long time, almost immediately after that, and suddenly time felt as if it was racing towards me with far too many things to be done. So I thought I'd take a little time to just be in my very, very weedy garden. It's a beautiful day today. I've hung out two lots of washing, and there's a breeze that will be perfect for getting it dry. Yes, just sitting and being in the moment for a bit felt like a good idea. And then I'm going to make myself a nourishing lunch before I start work. I won't eat my lunch when I've made it, but I've got some fish which I would like to turn into something else. Well, not something else, to do something nice with. I'm not going to suddenly turn it into a loaf or something. I think there was I can't remember who said once something about if you're too busy to meditate, you need to meditate for twice as long, and that's where I'm, what I'm feeling like today. So around me, you know, in amongst kind of this overgrown muddle, there are daffodils and very, very tight buds of tulips, the very bright blue flowers of comfrey and forget-me-nots. There are some yellow daisies out, and the wisteria is about to descend. It's still tight-budded, so you can't see that lovely mauveness. And all along the sort of walkway behind my house, there are these cognac-y and yellow and dark red Williams. I think they're called Williams. I always want to call them wallflowers, actually, and I'm not quite sure which is which. They're quite heavily scented, and just beautiful, deep, velvety colours. And a blue sky, a little bit of cloud, but very sort of scraggy and thin. And I feel so lucky to be in this place. And I do feel sometimes when I'm going away, I ask myself why I would leave somewhere like this to go on a daunting journey. Well, it's now 3:30 and the day is just rushing away from me, and I've brought in the washing. It's so nice to have sun-dried sheets today. It was 21 at lunchtime, so really warm. It's very mild out there, and there's quite a It was a breeze this morning, but it became a wind this afternoon, so I washed everything and it dried. The sheets were dry by lunchtime. And I've made my bed, so I'm not going to be coming back from the cave and facing a bare mattress, which is always a bit depressing. So I've got an inviting bed, and I'm trying to tidy up, and as well as getting a couple of things done before this this course next week, and before I go up north on Thursday, I've got an appointment I wasn't expecting to have tomorrow, and I'm not quite sure how I'm going to feel afterwards. So I've got a bit of a push to prepare things beforehand in case I'm not really able to do much during the day. But we'll see. Always better to be a bit prepared, but I realise I'm quite tired today. I think yesterday was a big day. It was a big day on many fronts, not just kind of being on my bike and having a lot of exercise, but a lot of other things have been going on as well. So it's I think I just feel a bit wrung out from all of that. However, I'm here now. It's a beautiful day. I've put the kettle on. I'm going to have a cup of tea. Or before I have my cup of tea, I'm going to book my ticket to the north on the bus. And then I'm going to sit down and have a cup of tea and a biscuit before I have a work session with my sister. And then I'll head down to the writer's cave. So it's a really pleasant day ahead of me. I think I just need to lie down with my tea for, what have I got, about 20 minutes. And that will rejuvenate me. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. I really hope that you too have some... have been able to spend some time with what's most important to you, or to prepare the decks for spending time with what's most important to you, or have a little rest after having done something that's really important to you. Whatever way works best for you at this moment. Thank you again. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.